Welcome to the Lean Health Tech Podcast, where industry professionals discuss trends and topics where efficiency, healthcare, and technology meet. My name is Taryn Shipley, and I'm your host.
Our guest speaker today is Michael Mucci. Michael is the CEO at Arcadia, a leading tech and analytics platform that puts data to work to transform how healthcare is delivered. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thanks for having me today.
Tell us a little bit about what you've built.
It's a loaded question. I think before I talk about what we built, it's important to understand the challenge that we're wrestling with in the US healthcare system. The current system is under a tremendous amount of pressure and frankly has been for the last decade plus as we're navigating a myriad of payment models, physician adoption of electronic health record technology and the subsequent optimization of that, rapidly evolving consumer preferences where consumers, and I really mean consumers, want access to patient care on demand. At the same time, you have raising wages, employers who are frustrated with health expenditure, all resulting in a lot of pressure on a really critical part of our economy. Healthcare spend represents a third of GDP in most states. Healthcare organizations are the largest employers. So not only a critical part of our economy because of the economic contribution, a critical part of our economy for our communities and our health. So what have we built? We've built a data platform to help chip away at some of these challenges around the edges. When we started the business in effectively 2010, 2009, the business was really focused on how do you help physicians and practices use data to help better operate their businesses, bringing data together from disparate electronic health records. And if you rewind 15 years, those systems were truly disparate. You would have physicians going to Costco and buying eClinical Works on CD-ROM and setting up a server in a broom closet. And that was great because they were transforming to digital operations, but you had these little silos of data scattered across communities all around the United States. And none of that data was being used in a collective fashion to influence research, to influence practice operations. I'm happy to say that 15 years later, we're in a much better spot. We have large repositories of data across the healthcare ecosystem. You have dedicated policymakers in Washington who are focused on creating ever more rapid and comprehensive data exchange frameworks. You have state and local governments working to bring data together from managed care plans and large health systems and multi-specialty medical groups, all with an incentive and a mission to use that data to design the health system of the future. Arcadia has been part of this journey for the last decade and a half by being an early pioneer in bringing together these data sets. I like to say we used to get data out of corners of the healthcare system that no one else could. And as data has become more available and health system technology has become more interoperable, we've established ourselves as a trusted, scaled hub to help our customers not only free that data from the core systems, but provide very meaningful insights back to care teams, to physicians, to administrators on real-time performance and help them develop strategies to navigate the headwinds they face as healthcare operators.
What are your thoughts on HL7 and FHIR?
HL7 and FHIR, much like CCD and data exchange frameworks that came before them, are really excellent ways of moving packets of information between two systems. But I used to say all the time that HL7 was a really great envelope, and it was a matter of what you stuffed in that envelope. We all get mail. Sometimes the contents of an envelope is fantastic. Otherwise, sometimes it's just junk mail. What I'm really encouraged about in the last few years, as FHIR has continued to proliferate the system, is that the data quality enforcement inside of the FHIR standard has allowed us to trust interoperability standards as a cleaner way of exchanging data. And now that you're seeing bulk FHIR and and broader adoption of bulk fire, as well as some payer data exchange frameworks like USCDI, as well as the BCDA claims format, starting to take more hold and gain more momentum, I think we are finally seeing the moment we hoped it would come for, you know, the last 10 years, where we can really rely on interoperability standards as the de facto way to connect clinical systems and administrative systems together.
So you've mentioned both clinical and revenue cycle data. Does Arcadia offer insights to both of those? And if so, can you give maybe an example of an organizational win using those metrics?
Yeah, I guess zooming out, we at Arcadia integrate data from a variety of different data sources. We pull in data from electronic health records. We pull data in from practice management and billing systems. We consume fully adjudicated claims from health plans, managed care organizations. We merge in data from, I would say, atypical data aggregators, organizations like LexisNexis or Experian that have information on patients as consumers, whether that's aggregate credit score information, changing of addresses to help understand where a patient may have a housing crisis, data from community partners to help understand which community benefits a patient may be drawing from, whether that's something like WIC or SNAP or housing assistance, all with the mission of creating the most comprehensive patient profile that you can in order to drive care decisions. When you think about the second part of your question, which is what's the win that comes from this? It really comes down to really understanding both the human existence of any given patient. You have a lot of patients who are managing chronic disease where the largest barrier to managing their disease is not, do they have the meds they need? It's, do they have access to stable housing? Or do they have the appropriate food assistance to ensure that they can provide for themselves and their families? And I think one of the biggest wins we've seen in a lot of our work in the Medicaid communities is being able to better coordinate information between care delivery organizations, managed care organizations, and community partners to allow for the treatment of the non-clinical condition that enables and opens up the ability for a patient to manage their health condition. In Medicare, a lot of this data that's coming together from claims and health systems allow for much more effective coordination between settings of care. One of the biggest areas of failure we see broadly inside of the US healthcare system are the transitions between settings of care, whether that's a patient moving from an inpatient setting to a post-acute setting or from a post-acute setting to home. How do you coordinate those state changes most effectively are really critical to health outcomes. If you think about a patient being discharged after a procedure like a hip replacement or a knee replacement, post-op follow-up, PT and OT, those are all really critical to improve long-term health outcomes. And by bringing together those various disparate data sets, you can create a more integrated view of what's happening with that patient at any given point in time. And you can dramatically improve both cost of care outcomes through avoidance of readmissions or post-surgical infection, as well as the patient satisfaction and family satisfaction coming out of those encounters.
You have touched on so many of the big hitters in healthcare. You mentioned housing and food, which covers social determinants of health. You talked about, you know, population health and hinted at value-based care by addressing those SDOH issues. You talked about coordinating transitions of care and the interoperability of data and patient satisfaction. I'm going to pivot a little bit right now and transition to Care Journey, because I think this is related. Arcadia recently announced the acquisition of Care Journey. So what does that mean for the company?
I'm really excited to bring together the Arcadia and the Care Journey teams. Both organizations have been working together the last 5 years with a shared mission of using data and using faster access to data as a mechanism to accelerate patient-centric transformation of the healthcare system. When I think about the two different organizations, Arcadia has spent the last decade plus being really excellent data engineers. How do you use our platform to get data out of various different corners of the healthcare system? And then how do you use our analytics horsepower to unlock and illuminate insights in that data? And Care Journey has taken a little bit different approach. If we're moving from, we at Arcadia are moving from the inside out, Care Journey is kind of moving from the outside in. Care Journey works with large pre-aggregated data sets, whether those are available from CMS or other commercially available data sets, to glean a number of insights around geographies, provider performance, referral patterns. What I'm most excited about as we bring the two organizations together is the ability to sit down with any given health plan or health system or medical group or provider and light up a view of, here's your performance as reported by your own data, data that Arcadia would have. And here's how you perform relative to your market and your peers based on large scaled national data sets. And for as an example, Care Journey has data on about 300 million patients across the country. So from that large scale data set, you get a really comprehensive view of how individual providers or care delivery organizations are performing and where their greatest opportunity for performance improvement are. Where each organization benefits from the other is, historically, a lot of Arcadia customers would go out to an organization like Care Journey to acquire those insights, but they live separate from the insights created on an organization's first party data. And similarly, when Care Journey would work with an organization, oftentimes there would be an ask to operationalize those improvement opportunities that they would illuminate, but they didn't have the tools and the workflow applications to be able to help improve discharge planning or help improve referral flow. And that's what we have at Arcadia. So by bringing them together, we're able to provide our collective customers not only more accurate, more timely, and more comprehensive insights on their performance relative to their peers and relative to their market, we provide them the tools to act on the interventions that we're highlighting to help surface where there are improvement opportunities.
The synergies there are just incredible. And you did mention your customers. Do you primarily partner with larger healthcare systems or smaller organizations or a little bit of everything?
As a combined organization, we have a pretty decent distribution of employers, multi-specialty medical groups, large academic medical centers, as well as health plans. Previously, as Arcadia, we typically focused on working with academic medical centers, multi-state or multi-region health systems, as well as health plans. Care Journey had some solutions that were more broadly applicable to value-based care enablers and other accountable care organizations. But uniquely together, all of our customers had a focus on value and had a belief that understanding how to perform in value-based care and alternative payment models was critical to long-term future success. And so what you see, regardless of the customer type, whether it's a multi-specialty medical group, an academic medical center, a health plan, or even an employer, they are all unified in the belief that performance in value-based care is a critical unlock to future success.
Do you guys use AI for any of your analytics?
We are, yeah. Both organizations have deployed AI roadmaps. I'm more familiar with Arcadia's at this point than Care Journey's, just given the newness of the acquisition. But when we developed Arcadia's AI roadmap, we focused on three primary audiences. The first is, what are the AI tools that are customer facing that a customer can put their hands on to impact productivity in their workflow? We launched a family of AI products that we call Sage AI last fall at Arcadia. And one of the first co-pilots we launched was for care coordinators and care managers, with an eye on helping them accelerate both case review as well as documentation of a care plan. And in our field tests, we're seeing productivity gains of a little bit more than 20%. The second work stream for AI was really AI applications to help us better and more rapidly understand the quality, the texture, the completeness, and the accuracy of the data that we were consuming from our customer systems. We're continuing to deploy more and more tooling here, as it's a really great use case for generative AI to help us understand where there may be gaps in data and suggest ways to close those gaps. We're deploying a new AI anomaly detection package that's launching in the next couple of months that we're really excited about. It effectively does what we would do on a spot check basis, but at scale. And that's what we're really, really excited about with the prospect of AI, the ability to deploy robots at scale that we would never be able to reach with individual humans, because it would just become too cost prohibitive. And then the last area we've been spending a lot of time working on AI deployment is really for our internal employees. How do you help create and connect our knowledge stores? Over the course of the last 25 minutes we've been talking, we've hit on a number of different subjects. And as you can imagine, the conversations going on inside of the four walls of Arcadia on any given day range from how do you map and transform data from a specific EHR system to how do you use Arcadia's platform and tools to deploy interventions around referrals or help reduce the overall total cost of care while improving patient experience. These are complex topics that the power of generative AI tools allow us to democratize information much faster. And so we've been working on deploying tools internally to connect our various knowledge stores that allow our employees to ask questions like, how do I improve my medical expense trend month over month for a Medicare population, and get you faster access to case studies and customer results and documents to be better partners to our customers. So as you think about those three different vectors, it's again, it's tools that our customers can use to enhance their productivity, tools like data anomaly detection to help us improve data quality at massive scale, but then also tools to help uplift and make it easier for our own internal teams to get information faster and in a more complete manner.
Does Arcadia have their own proprietary data visualization tool, or do you guys leverage an existing thing like Tableau, Qlik, Power BI?
We've built almost all of our data visualization on a product called QuickSight, which is AWS's data visualization tool. We have some proprietary visualizations, but broadly, we find that our customers want to interact with a BI tool that looks and feels like Power BI or Tableau or Qlik. And we have been also making sure that as we deploy analytics assets and reports to our customers, that we not only deploy something that is in a format they are familiar with and their business users are familiar with, but they also have the keys to edit and change those assets. And so by using a commercially available BI tool, we're able to not only deliver on an experience that a business user is familiar with, we're able to give administrators and power users access to a power console that looks and feels like a BI tool that they would be familiar with as well.
Do clients have to be on the AWS cloud, or can they use a different instance of the cloud?
Nope. Arcadia is cloud agnostic. We happen to do a bunch of our own processing with AWS. We moved all of our data storage and processing to AWS, or to the cloud really, back in 2014. And at the time, we chose AWS for a confluence of reasons, which are the reasons that we've stayed with AWS: scale, security, and their real focus on innovation at scale. But that being said, we have customers who are on GCP, on Azure. We have customers who have hybrid clouds. It just so happens that we do most of our compute in AWS, but for a lot of customers, we're replicating back into their proprietary clouds.
So to access the data platform, it's a website, they go on the internet and can access it?
There are a number of different access points. It's a pretty nuanced question. When you think about accessing the data platform, we segment this by user type. If you are a clinician, we want our insights to be delivered to you in workflow and as transparent a way as possible. And that means using FHIR interfaces to push insights back into the EMR, using our Smart on FHIR application to display Arcadia insights inside of the frame of a care coordination, care management, or EHR tool. If you're a data analyst or a data science professional, creating multiple access points where you can connect your own IDE, whether it's a SQL IDE or a BI tool like Power BI or QuickSight or Tableau, connecting it over SSL VPN or a VPN tunnel into Arcadia's data infrastructure. Or if you have a large scale data infrastructure that your organization has built out, replicating our lake through a lake sync product into their environment. some of our customers are big scaled Snowflake customers. We're using Snowflake data sharers to get our data into their environment. So the access varies based on the individual customer architecture. And given that we focus on working with enterprise healthcare organizations, I would say that the access is custom tailored to every individual customer.
You've read my mind twice in a row. I was going to ask, does it play nice with EMRs, which you touched on? Yes, it does. You can integrate the data back into existing electronic health records. And then I was going to ask, can you work with Snowflake customers? And you already answered that too.
We are a Snowflake partner. We love the work that we do with Snowflake. It's a really powerful piece of data technology. We also work with a number of other database technologies. A lot of our own database access points are through Amazon's Redshift product. So we try and be as technology agnostic as we can be as we architect our solutions, because our goal in working with our customers is to enable data liquidity. And we don't want to force a transformation of a technology strategy in order to access data. I think that data is too hard to unlock in healthcare already. And so to force internal IT restructuring places further barriers in front of that mission. Now, that being said, sometimes we do make recommendations to customers around specific architectural choices to improve data security, which is a really important topic that we should all be talking about all the time. But in terms of data access points, whether you're accessing through a SQL IDE or Snowflake Data Share or Redshift or just a VPN tunnel, we try and be as flexible as possible.
Do clients typically pivot from, I'll say, internal Epic Analytics to moving all of their analytics to Arcadia, or is it more of a supplemental solution?
I love the Epic question because I like to think that Arcadia and Epic are like peanut butter and jelly, and they work best together. We have a number of large enterprise Epic customers, and there are certain analytics outputs that are certainly much better in the Epic universe. At the same time, a lot of what we deliver to our customers are very technical insights into cost of care, opportunities to bend the cost curve, opportunities to reduce the incidence of low-value care, connecting in non-traditional healthcare data sets. Those are areas where we have, I think, more scaled capabilities than Epic. And oftentimes, I like to say that we work and help our organizations who use both Arcadia and Epic deliver transformative customer results, because they're able to take two top of market vendors and use them to the top of their capabilities.
There are so many analytic services and organizations out there. What makes Arcadia different? Like, why choose Arcadia over all the other options?
I think what makes Arcadia different relative to a lot of the other options, and there are a lot of really good options out there, it all comes down to what your core mission is. In the broad universe of analytics solutions, you have those that are focused on quality and safety. You have those that are focused on research. You have some that are focused on value-based care and population health. You have some that are focused on infrastructure. Where I think we index really strongly is in working with those organizations who are navigating the transformation across multiple payment models. We are really strong in working with our customers who want very deep access to their data. We have a lakehouse technology, which provides access to multiple different stages of data transformation, which really suits mature organizations well, because they can point various different data consumers at the application, whether you're a business user and you want to access through a portal, or a data scientist who wants to interact with the data in a data science platform. And that's where I think we index well. At the same time, that's a complex infrastructure buy. Whereas if you are an organization looking for a set of insights to help just get started in value, as an example, or manage provider panels in a smaller medical group, we're probably not the right solution.
Are there any other thoughts or insights you'd like to share about Arcadia, healthcare in general, AI in general?
I think that we exist in a really interesting moment. I've mentioned this a number of times, but the opening lines of A Tale of Two Cities are it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And a number of us know the continuation of that paragraph. And I think it's such a relevant sentiment for healthcare today. We live in a time where technology has never been more powerful. AI is going to change the way we experience and consume care and interact with data in ways that I think, frankly, we don't fully comprehend, but we are starting to see the power of a resource that can work 24 hours a day at scale without getting tired. While there is an immense amount of focus on the cost of prescription drugs, we live in a time where the drug technology, gene therapy has reached a point where we see the ability to cure or dramatically improve the condition of health of a number of consumers. And that's really exciting. While at the same time, we're facing unprecedented physician and specialist shortages. Our healthcare delivery system has been navigating probably one of the most challenging financial crises we've seen in modern history after an unprecedented pandemic, which put an enormous amount of stress and pressure on the healthcare system, leading to more physician burnout. And so for every one of the super exciting tailwinds as it relates to drug delivery technology or prescription drugs or technology, there's a headwind that we have to battle with. And I think the winners in healthcare delivery and in payment and really in patient care are going to be those organizations who look at all of the tools at our disposal, both the ones that we've had in our drawers for decades, as well as some of the new tools that are being launched every day. And they'll be focused on rapidly and safely and securely deploying those tools to chip away at how we can take advantage of all of the great innovation that has focused on this sector of the economy, at the same time using those innovations to combat our labor shortage, our cost challenges, so that we ultimately can deliver on a more healthy and happy populace. And so I think my parting thought is I choose to be very optimistic that we live in a time that healthcare has never been a more exciting sector to work in, but there have also, I think, never been taller hills that we have to climb together.
Thank you so much for sharing your insight around Arcadia and analytics in healthcare. This concludes today's Lean Health Tech podcast. If you're a listener and would like to hear a certain topic covered in future episodes, please let me know by leaving a review or comment. Thanks for joining, and be sure to check out the next episode.